Graham's had a very frustrating night against a very well-organised side.
No, it was a really embarrassing experience for me. I haven't, since I've been here, had to stand in front of you and take it on the chin for a performance that I apologise for. The fans deserve better than to watch a side play with the level of ambition that we showed this evening. The desire in our performance wasn't right. And as I say, I have to take that on the chin. It's embarrassing for me, but I've got to make sure that our young side performs better when we're playing against experienced sides like them who know how to win games.
Yeah, it's unusual, isn't it? As you say, the first time really that your side hasn't created chance after chance in a game, which must be bitterly disappointing.
I think from 1 to 11 tonight, there was a lack of responsibility to do our jobs in the way in which we know we should be doing our jobs. People can point to changes in the team, new additions, etc. But in the end, there's enough quality on that pitch to have produced a performance that wins at home against anybody in this league. And it's disappointing. It's difficult for me. It's embarrassing for me. All I can do is apologise. And if you're going to build trust with your fan base as a manager, you can't serve that kind of rubbish up. And you have to take responsibility for it, which I fully do.
Yeah, and I guess you knew how Burton were going to play. They keep a lot of clean sheets, don't they? Very difficult to break down. And having got the early goal, that put them in a great position to protect that lead.
They're top of the league for a reason. And Gillingham, were top of the league after Saturday for a reason. What our lads need to do is to look at that reason, understand that reason and bring it into their game. I was hoping that having lost a game in similar circumstances at the weekend where we showed a lack of individual responsibility to do our jobs, I was hoping that we'd have learned tonight. I was confident we would have learned tonight. But the team didn't step up to the plate. The work that I've done between Saturday and today wasn't sufficient to enable us to beat the team that's now top of the league. So against the top sides, we're not showing enough. The characteristics of a winning side are some of the ones you mentioned. Organisation, desire, hunger, appetite. You have to win headers in both boxes in windy conditions. They won the headers in both boxes. You have to win seconds in the middle of the park. They won the seconds. It's fine being a great football team, but life isn't always a bed of roses. Sometimes the wind blows. Sometimes conditions are difficult. And you've got to find a way of winning. And tonight we didn't do that. And our desire to find a way of winning was insufficient. As I say, I take responsibility for that. It's my fault and my job to make sure we're better than that.
But these young players will take that on board, they won't then learn from it. And I guess we'll have to learn quickly from it.
Well, we're not going to achieve anything this season if we don't learn from the last two games. We've played the top sides. We've fallen short by margins. And those are margins we need to find, not concede. And at the moment, we're conceding the margins. The job going forward is to find them.
Yeah. For the first time since you've been here, you've had to say some strong words to them, have you, in the dressing room after that?
Well, you just have to deal in honesty after any performance. Give credit where credit's due. And ensure that the team learns when it needs to learn. And tonight's performance is inadequate. Not because we didn't know what to do, but we didn't go and do what needs to be done. And as a manager, you have to be able to make your team do what needs to be done. It wasn't a lack of ability that let us down. It was a lack of desire and a lack of some human basics to want to win. I went and watched The Revenant last night, and you can see in that film what a human being can do when his motivation and desire is sufficient. And frankly, the motivation and desire of the team wasn't right tonight, and that's my job to make sure it is.
So a few days to make sure that required desire is there ahead of a game against a Premier League side, of course, at the weekend.
Well, it's a tough encounter at the weekend. We play a good quality, well-organised side, probably of Burton's ilk, but from two levels higher. So if we didn't show it tonight, we're goddamn going to need to find it at the weekend because those boys can make you pay if you're not on your game.
Obviously, it didn't help having to see your left-back stretched off. Awful, awful to see. Everyone obviously just hoping the lad's okay.
Yeah, the initial view from the doctor was comforting. He said it's obviously nasty, but he was not thinking that he wasn't stable. He felt it was muscular rather than bony. I can't comment because I don't know what the update is on that. I've walked in, I've said what I've had to say, talked with the lads, and we're waiting for an update on Harry. But as I was comforted immediately. Hopefully the news is as good as the immediate comfort that I was given.
And you want a reaction from your players on Saturday. Of course, you have players in the squad that, if you need to change, can come in and change things for you.
Well, we picked what we thought was the best side to win the game tonight. and I've clearly got that wrong. I didn't find the attributes that were missing at the weekend. I didn't find them. I didn't inject them into the team. And I've got to go and have a long think about that. I've got to work out where I went wrong tonight and make sure that on Saturday we're much better. Because, as I say, if we don't perform to a much better level at the weekend, then they'll make us pay. We're more than capable. Any team is more than capable of winning any game. But we've got to get a lot right at the weekend to get the right results. And we've got a lot of work to do.